call St. John the Baptist Church in Pawtucket anything but grand would be an understatement. Intricate stained glass windows line the walls, flooding the sanctuary with warm light. The church was established in the late 1800s for the city's French-Canadian Catholics. Painted above a statue of the Virgin Mary are the words Mère de Dieu, or Mother of God, in French. But these days, 90% of the parish is reading, singing, and praying in Spanish. On this Sunday, several hundred people fill the pews. The parish is primarily Colombian, but people from about 16 Central American countries worship here. Some are undocumented. And now they're turning to the church for guidance and support, in spite of their fear of deportation under President Trump. Leaving Mass, Sonia Gonzalez says she finds comfort at St. John's.
I've always gone to church because my mom's always taught me to go to church. But since everything happened, I come to church more.
Sonia and her brother are so-called Dreamers, or DACA recipients, undocumented immigrants protected from deportation because they were brought to the U.S. before their 16th birthday.
I even come to weekday masses because now we have to leave everything to the hands of God. We can't do anything.
Father Gerald Harbour, or Father Jerry as he's known, says fears of deportation are not unfounded. He says parishioners may still remember a crackdown by immigration officials several years ago.
A young family here that I got to know very well, they were at the registry of motor vehicles trying to renew a license that they had been able to renew in the past, but got caught that day, picked up that day, put in jail, and shipped back to Colombia. Those kinds of things were happening. We've lost several families in that way.
Sonia Gonzalez's mother, who asked that we not use her name, says she'd like to see the church provide more services for its undocumented members.
I think the church should get involved more in, for example, giving information of everything that's happening with the laws or support, what one should do, lots of things.
That's begun at several churches around the state. Holy Spirit Catholic Church in Central Falls, a majority Hispanic community, has organized Know Your Rights workshops. At St. Joseph's Church in Newport, Father Ray Mom says a coalition of Spanish and English-speaking parishioners are organizing to help the undocumented members of the church.
People are talking about safe houses in the parish where if there's a need, they can go to. One of the big things is their children. You know, they have to make plans.
He says that means organizing power of attorney and guardianship in case parents of minors are deported. But it took some time to convey the message. Mom says he saw a dip in attendance at the Spanish language mass after President Trump's executive order on immigration.
They're telling me that they're afraid to go to the store. They're afraid to go on the street. And trying to explain that they can't live their life like that, and we don't want them to live their life like that.
Mom explained their fears to the English-speaking population of the church and says Hispanics received an outpouring of support.
So the following week, there was a tremendous increase in the Hispanic attendance at the Mass, and this past Sunday night, it was another increase. So I think that it's reassuring them that they're not alone.
In Providence, Father Jaime Garcia has been pastor at St. Charles Borromeo Church for the last 8 years. It almost shut down when the original French-Canadian community dwindled. Garcia says the church has been bolstered by the Latino community ever since.
We have more people here in church now. I have, the 12 o'clock Mass is about 1,000 people, standing room only. So it's beautiful to see how people come in the middle of the fears and the trials and tribulations. They're always here praising and loving Jesus.
Garcia says he, too, tries to assuage his congregants' fears about their future.
We pray together, and also I recommend if they need any lawyers or any letters of recommendation, I can do it. If they need to apply for their legal status here in this country, I always refer them to the diocese.
The Catholic Diocese of Providence has an office dedicated specifically to immigration and refugee services. It offers citizenship classes and help navigating the immigration system, including securing work permits and visas. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.